We don't want to give anyone a chip on their shoulder. Chip on your shoulder?
It comes out of the naval dockyards, where you had a series of strikes through the 18th century over the right of the dockyard workers to take home logs of wood, chips, as they were called. They had to be a yard long, no more. There was a lot of dispute between the dockyard authorities and the dockyard workers over it, and there were strikes over it, and they forced the dockyard workers to carry these chips on the shoulders to make sure that they were right size and they were only bringing out the right amount. So that's where the resentment comes in, because the dockyard workers felt resentful at having to display what they considered to be their ancient rights, which is actually, if you go to Portsmouth to this day and you look in some of the old dockyard houses, you'll find their stairs are exactly a yard wide for that very reason.
And a well-worn meteorological favourite, it's cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey. But what was a brass monkey? Michael Naxton, then Nigel Rigby.
Brass monkey was a triangle of brass that used to sit on the ship's deck in which the cannonballs were placed. If you stop to think about it, cannonballs on a warship, perfectly round, you had to keep them in something or they'd go rolling all over the place. Therefore, they were stacked in a nice neat little pyramid. And it used to be thought that this little brass triangle, which was known as